Good morning to both our present and online audience. It's so good to be back home. I've had a long absence. The Lord's led me through traveling and being with other folks, but it's good to be back here at Union. I've missed you guys and glad to serve the Lord with you. We've been going through the Bible chronologically for all year, and we're just now going through May. And yesterday was Psalm 119 day. And Psalm 119 is 176 verses long. And when I first saw the plan, I like to view the overview of the plan. And I look at one day with all of Psalm 119. I said to myself first, who came up with that? That's just so much reading. I don't know if I can get through all of it in a day. And I was thinking, you know, maybe someday when I'm older and have more understanding, I might have a sermon series through all of the many Hebrew letters of Psalm 119 to gain more understanding of it. But it seems to have one central message, and that is a sinner's cry to a sovereign God for mercy and for love of the law and just peace and comfort in trying to keep it. I'm just going to read the last few verses here of Psalm 119 that I believe sums it up pretty well. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. How many times have we said that in our walk with the Lord? I have gone astray as a lost sheep. I've gone astray more times than I care to admit publicly. I've forgotten the law. I've hate every false way, and I love his commandments, and I hate vain thoughts, but his law do I love. But we do the things that we hate, and we don't do the things that we love, as Paul said later on in Romans chapter 7. So just Psalm 119 is a good passage to go back to know that we need our God, and we need this word that's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Sometimes we can go through monotony with reading it. Oh, I know it, I'll just get through it. I'm guilty of that. I have a habit of just glossing over and saying, well, I know it. But you really take the time to just analyze it very briefly. It doesn't have to take hours of study to understand some of these things and understand how much we need God and how much we need his truth, because we go astray like lost sheep. And we need every single word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, regardless of how long it is, even if it is 176 verses in the Word of God. And it's daunting. How am I going to get through this in one day? You back up a little, and Psalm 117 is the shortest chapter in the Bible. It's only two verses long. And you might say, well, that doesn't take very long to analyze. It's only two verses. But there's a lot of words here that we can look up, you know, praise and kindness and truth and endure. That can be a long study in just two verses. And then Psalm 118, I don't know the average verses in a psalm, but that's about standard. It doesn't matter how many verses are there. It's only in the things that God would have us to know, and somehow he took all the letters of the Hebrew alphabet and had us to know every single thing that's in Psalm 119. It's needful for us, and it has one central message, even though it's divided in categories and under each Hebrew letter from Aleph to Tau. And it's for our understanding. And when we read distinctly and when we understand these words, such as precepts and judgment and commandments, they're all the same, but they mean different things. One's written and one's spoken. You know, we can understand the depths of these words and why they're in there and how to plug them into to greater our understanding of the scripture. It's a helpful thing. You know, we have to leave here understanding the reading, and let us continue to meditate on these things and study these things, for we have all gone astray as lost sheep. We talk about how our country's gone astray and how others have gone astray. We've gone astray, and we need to come back and not forget his commandments, and let us pray for that. Our Father in heaven, thank you for waking us up in the morning and driving us to worship this morning at this place or wherever the online folks may worship this morning. Lord, help us to continue in your word, and let none of your words fall to the ground. They are all more necessary than food and bread and sustainment and nourishment in this life. Let us consume them. Let us understand them. Let us know them. Let us go back to them and refer to them. Let us help Brother Marty, give him the knowledge and understanding to fill us with the Word of God. And forgive us on behalf of our many sins that you forgave on the cross. We were there to answer the song. We were there at the right hand of the Lord. And we received the benefit of the blood oath for our sins and the forgiveness of our sins. Lord, continue to forgive us. Let thy mercies be new every morning, and let thy name be glorified. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, we pray, and amen.